Hello, and welcome to Life Care Services HSD podcast series. I'm your host today, Laura Franco, Vice President, Director of Post Acute Strategy. Today's topic is the Protecting Access to Medicare Act of 2014, and specifically the Skilled Nursing Facility Value-Based Purchasing Program, also known as VBP. The Skilled Nursing Facility Value-Based Purchasing Program rewards skilled nursing facilities for payments for quality of care, not just the quantity of services delivered to Medicare beneficiaries. The Skilled Nursing Facility Readmission Measure, or RM, is the measure that is used to evaluate SNFs in the SNF VBP program. The program actually ties a portion of the SNF's payment to their performance on this readmission measure. It's calculated by assessing the risk standardized rate of an all-cause, unplanned hospital readmission for a fee-for-service Medicare beneficiary within 30 days of discharge from the hospital. Effective fiscal year 2019, which is calendar year October 1st, 2018, skilled nursing facility payments will actually be reduced by 2%. And then the top performers with the least amount of return to hospital in 30 days will be able to earn back that 2% plus additional dollars to be incentivized for their low numbers of return to hospital. Then the skilled nursing facilities with the highest return to hospital rate will actually be penalized by that 2%. So in addition to that fiscal year 2019 date to watch, another important date to watch is October 1st, 2017, October this year, because CMS will begin posting the performance measures, or the RM measure, on Nursing Home Compare. So it will now become a public-facing measure. When it comes to calculating the performance, skilled nursing facilities are actually ranked from low to high. So the highest 60% ranked will receive the highest payments, and the lowest 40% will receive payments that are far less what they would have received without the value-based purchasing program. So that might seem a little odd that the calculation is based on the highest percent receiving the highest amount. The methodology that CMS uses is an inverted calculation, and that inverted calculation is used to calculate the specific RM, or readmission measure, for each skilled nursing facility. We actually go into an in-depth conversation of how that calculation works so that you will know how to do the inverted calculation yourself. To access that information, please review the Impact Act SNF QRP and PAMA SNF VBP webinar that we've placed on LCS Connect. In that webinar, we're also going to discuss the achievement and the improvement scores that are used year over year in a lot more detail. For fiscal year 2019, CMS is using a base year of 2015 against this year being 2017 to calculate the achievement score, which measures skilled nursing facilities against all skilled nursing facilities over time. The improvement score then measures the improvement in self-readmissions year over year. So the achievement score is your individual skilled nursing facility against all national skilled nursing facilities, and the improvement score is your own score showing improvement year after year. In order to prepare skilled nursing facilities for the value-based purchasing and to provide transparency of the readmission measure, CMS began sending quarterly confidential feedback reports to each skilled nursing facility in the summer of 2016. And so these reports are continuing to be distributed on a quarterly basis through the QIES and the CASPER reporting application. Please access LCS Connect for additional information and updates on the Skilled Nursing Facility Value-Based Purchasing Program and the specifics on the reinverted calculation, the achievement scores, and the improvement scores. That's all the time we have for today. Thank you for listening.
Legal disclaimer. LifeCare Services LLC is not engaged in rendering legal advice. Therefore, any information provided in this podcast, although intended to be correct, is also not intended to replace or supersede the advice of your legal counsel. Also, thank you to Ben Sounds for the music provided in this podcast.